I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama telephoned the kings of Bahrain and Saudi Arabia today. He expressed American concern over the violence in Bahrain, and he urged both leaders to show restraint in dealing with anti-government protesters there. Saudi Arabia sent troops into Bahrain yesterday. Today, there were new clashes between protesters and government forces. At least five people were killed. In the capital, Manama, there was violence at the Pearl Roundabout. That's a traffic circle that's been the hub of the protest movement. Sean Carberry of the PRI program America Abroad saw what happened there. He was in a nearby hotel with several other journalists watching.
Before 7 a.m., five tan-colored Apache helicopters began to circle overhead. Soon afterwards, people started making their way towards the Pearl Roundabout in central Manama. A little before 8 this morning, the sound of gunfire cut through the drone of the helicopters. From the women's exercise room in the hotel, a group of journalists and I could see tear gas canisters being fired into the roundabout. Troops move in and protesters pulled back. After a while, a large group of riot police gathered in a sand lot near the square, and accompanied by armored vehicles, they marched down the road. At each intersection, they stopped and fired tear gas into the adjacent neighborhoods. After the physical cleansing of the area, as the government called it, the war of narratives began. Bahrain's government released statements saying they had cleared the area without inflicting any casualties. They claimed that two policemen had been run over and killed by fleeing protesters. They said that as police approached the roundabout, they were fired on and attacked with Molotov cocktails. On the other side, protesters and doctors phoned journalists to say that Salmania Hospital, the largest in the city, had been surrounded by police who were not letting patients in. Protesters reported three deaths from the operation. At least one was allegedly killed by live ammunition. Like much of what's taken place here in recent days, anything out of eyesight is subject to scrutiny. I've heard many stories that sound plausible, but it's been difficult to verify facts. But one fact is that protesters say they will not relent, and they will return to Pearl Roundabout. For The World, I'm Sean Carberry in Manama, Bahrain.